What is your favorite childhood memory?
My favorite childhood memory would have to be spending weekends with my father. My mother was allergic to fur, so we weren't able to have any pets in the house. So he got me a bunny when I was younger, and it was the only time that I got to see the bunny. So I would love Fridays to Sundays every week going and playing with the bunny. And the bunny ate through a wall in one of the bathrooms, which was not the best of things, but it was definitely my fondest memory.
What was the bunny's name?
The bunny's name was Brandon. Because I used to love 90210, which was way before your time. And one of the main characters, Brandon, was my favorite character, so I named my buddy Brandon.
Okay. What is your worst childhood memory?
My worst childhood memory, it's not a worst childhood memory, but it definitely, I was the only girl and the youngest of three, and my brothers were a lot older than me. So one is 5 years older, the other one is 8 years older. So it was definitely, I didn't have like siblings to play with. So I always had to kind of either play with the neighbors or, you know, if I got to see my friends during the weekend. So it was kind of like a little bit of a lonely childhood. Not super lonely, but I would have loved to have siblings that were around my age.
What is the most exciting thing you've ever done?
The first thing that came to mind was when I actually jumped out of an airplane.
Wow.
Yes, I went skydiving. This was about, 5, 6 years ago.
Wow.
Yes. It was fun.
Why did you choose to jump out of an airplane?
It was something I've always wanted to do. I kind of just saw it in movies and stuff, and I was like, oh, that looks really cool, and it was interesting because I had a really crazy friend who, when you said things, they stuck to her. And she, you know, I would just say, oh, yeah, I really want to go skydiving. And her stepfather was a skydiving instructor. So, you know, one day I was going through a really bad time because my best friend was severely sick, terminally sick. And so she was like, you know what, we really have to do something incredibly fun and fantastic to get you out of, you know, thinking about this just for a little while. And she just came to my house one morning and said, what are you doing today? And I was like, nothing. Didn't really think about it. She's like, let's jump out of an airplane. So we jumped out of an airplane. It was so much fun, but I was so scared.
How did you have any regrets about saying it when you were in the airplane getting ready to jump out?
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. We were actually, we had gotten to, I guess, whatever level, I think it was like 10 or 15,000 feet in the air. And, you know, that's when they start to put the, you know, the stuff on you, like the equipment. And I was like, oh, my God, this is really happening. Like, and they said, they were like, once you get on this airplane, there is only one way out. And that is jumping out. And they were so serious about that. And I was just kind of like, oh my God. So yeah, we got to the door. This is the one thing I don't like about it. I was already petrified. What they do is, you know, you're stuck to someone. So I had an instructor on my back. And like literally, you have to stand at the doorway of the airplane and hold on to each side of the door and wait 10 seconds before you jump out. So you're seeing that you're potentially jumping to your death and you're supposed to just be okay with it. That was when I was like, oh my God. And I didn't want to shut my eyes because then I wouldn't know when he was going to jump. It was very dramatic. So that was the moment where I was like, did I make the right decision? But I just had to jump. And the first few seconds are really incredibly scary. But after that, it's the most freeing experience. It's really amazing once the parachute opens up. It's just the falling is not fun. It's not fun.
So you said your friend was terminally sick. Would you like to tell me a little more about that, or?
Yeah, sure. So I had a childhood best friend. His name was Tony. Oh, his given name was Antonio, but he went by Tony. I knew him since I was about 10 years old, and he got really, really sick. And he had tumors in his brain, and they were cancer. And it was a really just grueling experience because he really was my true best friend. Like, we were like yin and yang. And when he got sick, it was brain cancer is not fun. So literally it was a year and a half from when he first got admitted to the hospital. It was June of 2008, And then he passed away in October of 2009. And the entire time he was in the hospital, and he was just deteriorating. He didn't even know who I was at one point. So it was really, really sad.
Okay. Who was the biggest influence in your life?
The biggest influence in my life would have to be, I had two different teachers, one in elementary school, one in middle school, and then one in high school. It was my sixth grade history teacher, and it was my pre-calculus and algebra one teacher in high school. They were truly my biggest influence in terms of going to college and really making a career out of something that I was passionate about.
What is the best piece of advice you've ever gotten?
So the same teacher, the pre-cal teacher, I remember my senior year of high school, he was really great. He was funny. He was an engineer who left the engineering industry because it was too isolating and antisocial, and he was just a ray of sunshine, and he was super social. So he took a second career as a math teacher, and he was great. He was incredible. He knew my brother, and then he got me because we went to the same high school. And I remember towards the end of senior year, you know, he literally pulled me aside, stopped me from going into the classroom, and I was like, dude, what's up? Like, what's going on? I'm trying to get to class. And he's like, I just gotta ask you a question. He's like, what are you gonna do, like, after graduation? Like, what's the plan? And I was like, oh, well, you know, I plan on going to college. And I'm like, and he's like, well, what is it that you want to do? And I'm like, well, I don't know. I'm kind of stuck between a couple of things. And he was like, okay. And I was like, you know, do you have any advice? Like, how do you make such a critical and crucial decision in your life? What am I going to be when I grow up? And he goes, okay. He was like, shut your eyes. So I was like, are you serious? And he was like, yeah, shut your eyes. So I shut my eyes. And he said, I want you to imagine the rest of your life. And I was like, a little difficult, but I'll try. And he's like, where would you be most happiest? Going to work every day for the rest of your life and truly being happy and fulfilled. And I opened my eyes and I said, wow. And he goes, you have to be fulfilled and happy in whatever career you choose. So he was like, where is that going to be? And I said, teaching. And he says, then that's what you need to do.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I need to take that advice. So what is the story behind your name? How every name has a story behind it.
Like, why my mother chose to name me?
Yeah, and what your name means to you.
Well, my name means honeybee, but that doesn't really mean anything to me. My name really doesn't mean anything to me. I think it's interesting. I never really got called by my actual name. I have a family name that my friends kind of took on, and then I have nicknames, and then as a teacher working in this field, nobody calls you by your first name. You're always called by your last name. So my first name just kind of became, you know, something like a second thought. I think more so like my family name. My given name is Melissa, but they call me Melly. So, and I've been called that my whole life. So that to me represents who I am, Melly for sure. If you know that name and you call me that name, that means you've known me forever. So it's kind of synonymous with like where I came from and who I am.
Okay. How would you like to be remembered?
Like as a, in terms of a teacher or as a human being?
As a human being.
As a human being. Lord have mercy. This is a very loaded question. I think that I would like to be remembered as someone who had somewhat of an impact on this generation, however that may be.
Okay. And one last question. Okay. What was it? I forgot. I'm just going to stop.